The US Geological Survey says the powerful earthquake that struck southern Turkey this week is tied as the strongest the country has experienced in more than a century. The last one this powerful was in 1939. More than 11,000 people are confirmed dead, and bitter cold and aftershocks are further complicating the rescue and recovery effort. Let's bring in journalist Fariba Nawa in Istanbul. She's the host of the podcast On Spec and author of the book Opium Nation. Fariba, welcome.
Thank you.
You've been talking to people in Turkey who lost their loved ones in the earthquake. One woman, I believe, told you she lost 50 family members because help arrived too late. Tell us what happened.
Well, in Hatay, Antakya, in southern Turkey, a lot of Syrians live there on the border, and they live in poorer housing, badly built, shoddy construction. And yes, there was no help in the beginning there. Help is arriving now, but it's a bit too late. Now we're like 72 hours into this earthquake and people die on the hour. And her family perished. There were still people stuck under the rubble when I spoke to her yesterday. And she couldn't stop crying. She was pleading for help. And she was saying that she feels discriminated against, that Syrians weren't allowed to leave because they didn't have the paperwork, because as a Syrian, you have to have permission to leave your city. And that she was just devastated. She's a Syrian journalist.
That just is devastating. What else are people telling you, Fariba?
So in 1999, there was another huge earthquake in Turkey. Many people must have heard about 17,000 or so perished near where I am right now. And many things were supposed to change since then. Buildings that were up to code, there was a tax collected. The construction was supposed to hold up. There were supposed to be preventions because this area is earthquake prone, the entire country. So the fact that, again, we have this huge loss of life, you know, what happened? People want to know what happened to the tax money. Where's the accountability? And it's the difference between that earthquake and this one is it was summertime. A friend of mine who went through that one, she said, you know, we went outside and it was warm. We shared food. We didn't need blankets. It's freezing. It's snowing outside my window right now. And Istanbul is a bit warmer than some of these parts where this happened in the southeast. So people are outside. Some of these cities, there's nowhere to go that's safe. Most of the journalist friends I know on the ground in this area, they're staying in their cars because the aftershocks could destroy the buildings. And so people are on the streets basically trying to survive in the cold, building fires, huddling together. Many of the donations they've asked for are tents and blankets and sleeping bags. So it's a dire situation.
And people must be really afraid of those aftershocks that you mentioned. You spoke with Hunala Hariri, a grad student and former aid worker. She's Syrian. Let's listen.
Every time you sit down at this point now, especially yesterday, was crazy aftershocks. We sit down and then the floor starts shaking. And some of them are actually strong.
Just tell us quickly about what the aftershocks are doing, even in terms of the rescue efforts.
Aftershocks some of them are so strong. The one that Honada talks about is she said the first earthquake, she was so groggy. They just took everything they had. They were asleep. It was her niece and her sister, her 10-year-old niece, and they just exited the apartment. They were on the fourth floor. They ran down and went to a restaurant and sort of in shock. But then in the afternoon, the next day, she went back in to get some supplies. And what should have been an aftershock, but was almost as strong as the first earthquake, she went under the table. That's when she says she thought this was her last moment. And that's how strong these aftershocks are. And so a lot of these rescue workers who go in can also lose their lives trying to rescue people.
Just finally, and we only have a few seconds, Fariba, has the government announced any kind of plan for those who are displaced?
They are letting specifically refugees, they're able to travel if they can. The roads, it's also the weather conditions, not easy to go in or out. And it's not too far from us, you know, like it can happen here. And if it happens in Istanbul, it's going to be much, much worse than there. So people are getting their backpacks and sitting. That's what I've done. Our earthquake backpack is over there. I've talked to my kids about how to handle this. And we live in a building that survived the 99 earthquake, so we think we're safe, but you never know. You never know.
Journalist Fariba Nawa is in Istanbul. She's the host of the podcast On Spec and author of the book Opium Nation. Fariba, thank you so much.
Thank you, Deepa.